You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
On the phone with us, the legendary Steve Dale is joining us. Hi, Steve. How are you doing? Now, you know why I say legendary,
well,
right?
You.
Huh?
Pardon me?
You know why I say legendary, right?
No.
Because you were behind the whole thing with the Chicago White Sox, getting them to have the dog days at the stadium.
Yes, actually, that was me a very long time ago. How do you know this?
I'm a big follower. I'll tell you that right now. I wanted to get you on the phone today because you're near and dear to a cause that's very near and dear to me, and that is the fear-free movement, making it easier for animals to go to the veterinarian. So they like going to the veterinarians. Dr. Debbie, have you done anything at your office that encourages animals to feel comfortable?
Well, there's things we do to make them feel more comfortable and things that we don't do. So there's two different things. And it's changed since I've entered practice. So we used to sometimes just get the job done, whatever it took. You know, if you had to get blood, you had to get something done, no matter how stressed the dog was. We just pushed through it and got it done, got the animal out of there. Now we know you don't push them that far and you try to find rewards along the way. So we use a lot of squeezy cheese, peanut butter on sticks, treats, kitty pheromone sprays, all that kind of stuff we'll use to just kind of build good positive associations with the vet visit.
Steve, what is your take on the fear-free movement?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of us have been talking about this sort of thing. We didn't give it this sort of marketing buzzword, fear-free, but we've been talking about some of the concepts, and then Marty Becker came along, Dr. Marty Becker, and said, you know what, we need to bring everyone together, and let's give it a name, and let's make it really work, and it's called fear-free, but here's what it's about. The reality is, and Dr. Yusey, if you agree with me, I'm about to go out on a ledge here, but I believe our pets feel oftentimes like they are out on a ledge up on the 80th floor of a building, and someone is holding them, and they could be, I mean, they literally feel like they are going to die. I would say, you heard me right, like they are going to die. I think that's the case for a lot of cats. I think that's the case for some dogs, and I think that's the case probably for most pet birds, pet hamsters, pet gerbils, pet rats. I mean, no one can explain to them what it's about and why they are smelling all those smells they are smelling, which only intensifies their fear, why they are hearing all those sounds they are hearing, which only serves to intensify their fear. And when the cat, you know, when the carrier comes out in the first place in the house, the cat usually is asking for another zip code, you know. And the reason for that is because the cat has made the association. I mean, a carrier is just like an empty box to a cat. That would be a good thing. But the cat has made an association very quickly that means I'm going in the car in this moving thing that gets me to a place that I really don't like.
What are some of the things a vet can do to make the office and the visit more hospitable and something that the animal would like to maybe even come back for?
Yeah. Well, I want to start in the home if I can.
Okay.
So the first thing I think we need to do, if you are lucky enough to get a kitten, young cat, very young age, or a puppy, go to the veterinarian. You hear that all the time. Yes, of course, go to the veterinarian. But I want you to go to the veterinarian to make an appointment, not pick up the phone, not send a text, go to the veterinarian with that puppy or kitten just for a positive experience. And everyone in your office will say, this is the cutest puppy I have ever seen. Oh, what a cute puppy. And give the puppy treats. It'll be a great experience. Same with kittens. And do that, if you can, a couple of times. And if you have an adult dog, go to the veterinarian just for treats. And do it gradually, do it slowly. So if the dog doesn't like car rides, we have to acclimate, and I can talk about how to do it, the dog to the car with a positive association. Now, with cats, it's a bit more of a challenge. Uh-huh. So we start with the carrier, and we start with leaving out the carrier all the time so it's like a piece of furniture. It's just there. We spray pheromone, feel away to be specific. It's an analog or a copy of a pheromone, which is a naturally occurring substance that lots of species have. And this particular pheromone is sort of a, I own this, I feel good about it. Cats like owning things, calling it their own. And it's a copy of the pheromone found on a cat's cheek pad. So when they rub against your leg or a table leg, they're depositing a pheromone. There's a copy of that pheromone. It's a good thing. Spray that in the carrier. Make it an automatic treat dispenser. So randomly throughout the day, you're dropping treats in there. And wow, I get treats out of here. And over time, which is the key word, the cat will become to associate the carrier in a different way. Then eventually feed the cat out of the carrier. Then eventually zip it up or latch it up and walk around the house with the carrier for a minute or two and give your cat a tour of your house, and then nonchalantly let the cat out, and then the cat gets a meal right after. So the cat is associating the carrier with the meal. Then we do the car ride, and you don't go to the veterinary clinic. You just go right back home after going around the block for a meal. So again, cat associates something good, and eventually to the veterinarian, but not to be poked or prodded, just to get some treats and then right back home. It's a lot of work, but it's worth it, because I will tell you, being anxious during a veterinary exam only makes you as the pet owner anxious, which makes the veterinary team anxious, which makes the pet even more anxious, which makes you even more anxious, and that makes the team even more anxious, and it snowballs and snowballs.
It's a vicious cycle.
It doesn't need to be that way.
Yeah. All wise sage advice. I appreciate your time today. Steve Dale, if you want to learn more about Fear Free, visit fearfreepets.com, fearfreepets.com. And we'll put links to everything you've heard on today's show over at animalradio.com. I salute you, Steve. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you, guys.
Well, it's about time for us to get on out of here. If you need your fix during the middle of the week, animalradio.pet. Download the Animal Radio app and have yourself a great, safe week. We'll catch you next week right here for more Animal Radio.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Boy.
This is Animal Radio Network.